The attempt to deal with the indirect cash crisis, I was happy with that. And clearly, with the determination to deal with it, I suspect fresh money from the international markets, they have to deal with indirect debt, and clearly that is what they are trying to deal with. It's also clear they are trying to target indirect revenue generation and widen tax debt. So, ngiyakubala konke lama changes abazamayo kuZimbra, with the announcement the Zimbra board bazayitshintsha. So it's clear they are targeting the revenue side. There's a bias towards the export side of the economy in both the fiscal and the monetary policy, which was disappointing for me, because the economy and the middle class, which Mnangagwa is targeting by 2030, is really going to be driven by domestic production and domestic consumption. And for that, to me, they need a local currency of some sort or recourse to the rand.
Isikwelete seZimbabwe sesifika phose ku-$20 billion, kodwa eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo besingamamiliyoni amalutshwana. Iyangaphi yonke le mali uhulumende ayibolekayo?
Le ndaba iyangimangalisa lami, and it would be nice ukuthi besinike i-breakdown ukuthi imali yonke leyo bebeyisangaphi. We can only suspect imali they've been either printing money ekhaya, ama-bond notes, and then paying for them through debt, or borrowing for other issues which are not transparent. But it's frightening, and inyindaba which was frightening was the extent of debt to the Reserve Bank at 3 times the normal limit of overdraft. Kuyakhanya ukuthi bekule i-recklessness ebikhona.
Indaba yokuthi abachayeli bamarola abadlula eZimbabwe besiya kwamanye amazwe kumele bathenge amafutha ezimota ngedola leMelika kuphela, kanti lesizalwaneza kwamanye amazwe lazo ezibuya eZimbabwe kumele zisebenzise idola leMelika kuphela. Ubona kusebenza yini lokho?
Ngiyasisusa ukuthi bakwenzeleni. It's obvious bayazama ukuthi sibili bedinge ama-US dollar yonke indawo ebangayithola khona. But ungacabanga lawe i-practical implementation yangikhona ukuthi kuzasebenza njani, siyabona ukuthi kuzaba problematic. We are afraid ukuthi into le izafuel i-black market ye-fuel. It's very easy ukuthi umuntu umchayeli engene nxa edlula koBulawayo wherever ekhulume with the local Zimbabwean emthengele i-fuel on the black market and deliver. How will they implement and enforce is the problem. The other thing abangacabanga, what if amanye amazwe lawo engaretaliate ethi nxa uchayeli imoto yaseZimbabwe lawo kumele uthenge i-fuel yakho ngama-US dollar nxa useMozambique or use South Africa.